Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your Senior Care Consultant. I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program in studio. Mr. David Wiley, he's the President and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And Jesse Heilman, this is going to be a really nice treat today. She's a board-certified music therapist, also with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And David and Jesse, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
It's great to be here today, Steve. We're happy to talk about expressive therapies, and this is a unique approach to enhancing patients' overall quality of life and something we're super proud of to offer at Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care.
All right. So is this something that is uniquely offered by your team with Kansas City Hospice, David?
You know, Steve, here's what I know. As a nonprofit organization, we are so fortunate to have amazing donor support that we're able to provide supplemental quality of life programs like this. So not every organization is that fortunate, but Kansas City Hospice is. And it's important to understand that the expressive therapist work is part of our bigger team. It's in lockstep with the whole care team, the physicians and nurses and social workers assigned to take care of the patient, as well as the patient and their family. So none of this is happening in a silo or vacuum. It's just all part of the patient's bigger plan of care. It's also important to know that expressive therapies, including music therapy like what Jesse provides, can take place wherever our patients are. If that's at home or at one of our beautiful hospice houses or at a hospital or a long-term care facility, we meet folks where they are to provide service, whether that's through a community-based palliative care program, through a hospice care, or in a hospice house. And sometimes it's really important with our grief therapy, and we take care of you. This is about patient care 100% of the time. And we know research shows that creative tools and skills can help relieve anxiety, help manage pain, improve circulation, and encourage relaxation. So you're going to hear from Jesse firsthand about patients that she works with and some of the remarkable stories and successes that she's had. It really is amazing.
That is just wonderful to hear. And I'm sure a lot of our listeners don't know about expressive therapies in addition to traditional hospice care. And with that background, I'd like to welcome our second guest again, Jesse Heilman, a board-certified music therapist. And Jesse, again, welcome to the program. And tell us a little bit about you.
Thank you, Steve. I've been a board-certified music therapist for about 9 years and have been with Kansas City Hospice for the past 5.5 years. I grew up a musical kid, heavily involved in voice, choir, band, and piano, but it wasn't until college that I found music therapy and was really drawn to it as a profession. Though music therapists work in several different settings, I did my clinical internship in hospice in California, and I grew very passionate about this field in particular. I get to help create meaningful moments for patients and families and feel really honored to be let into someone's life during such a vulnerable time.
And so I love that your internship was in hospice, and you're like, okay, this is where I'm supposed to be.
Yes, exactly.
One of those light bulb moments. So can you tell us more about the role that a music therapist plays in general?
Yeah, music therapists work in a variety of settings. It's all about using music as the foundation, using music as the tool to address non-musical ideas, experiences, goals for whatever an individual is going through. Music therapists work in schools, in other medical settings, hospices, mental health settings, kind of across the board. And it's really just about using music through a therapeutic relationship and using the elements of music intentionally to promote someone's health and well-being.
Okay, so let's hear more about that. And how does it apply in a hospice setting or hospice environment?
Music therapy in hospice looks very different from patient to patient, just depending on their needs. So it can address physical, emotional, cognitive, and social needs of our patients. When a patient is anxious or restless, intentional music can be used as distraction. We can also use specific music-based relaxation techniques when someone is feeling anxious. I just had someone a couple of weeks ago tell me this helped distract me and step out of my anxiety, even just for that moment during a music therapy session.
That is priceless. Yeah. Priceless.
Another example would be when someone is struggling with depression, especially for patients who have musical backgrounds or just enjoy music, as many of us do. Engaging in something that can feel genuine when loss of independence due to a diagnosis or control has happened elsewhere, intentional music engagement can help elevate mood. Often our patients experience social isolation. Music therapy can create socialization opportunities through kind of one-on-one engagement with active music making, whatever that looks like. And also in an area of pain management, the idea of being focused on something else tangible as redirection or distraction or music-assisted relaxation techniques can be effective in perception of pain. In addition, when a patient is non-responsive and there are verbal and nonverbal communication opportunities, for someone who can't verbally communicate due to dementia or some other cognitive deterioration, they can often sing because of music's ability to access all pathways of the brain. So I see this often with patients who have different forms of dementia, who with intentional prompted singing can still find those words through singing, through the elements of melody, rhythm, and prompting to still sing. And music therapy can be effective when a patient is even unresponsive or nearing death, actively dying, because hearing is the last sense to leave the body. So sensory input from music can help kind of ease that transition.
As effective as expressive therapies are for many, many patients, it's not for everyone. Jesse, will you talk a little bit about some of the common goals and referrals criteria when the team wants to work have you work with a patient?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. It's not for everyone. You don't have to have musical background to necessarily benefit from music therapy, but it does work to kind of interact with many people in many areas. They include the ones we touched on previously, also family support. If there's relationship tension, nothing brings people together like music does. And it gives often family or caregivers, like a spouse or a child, a moment to step out of that role and be with their loved ones with intentional music intervention, providing kind of a foundation to facilitate bonding or intimacy that is otherwise like difficult to create when you're in a caregiver type relationship. I also get referrals for grief support, either processing a terminal diagnosis and that anticipatory grief support, or just grief from the family who's losing their person. Confusion and disorientation is another reason I get referrals for music therapy. Music is a great way to be in the moment with someone because we all have experiences and memories that may be accessed by using music, again, because of the neuroplasticity in the brain. And helping someone to either be in the moment with them or redirect them to the present moment. And then again, end-of-life distress is another reason for referral, respiratory distress or anxiety, using different techniques to aid in that. And then, of course, emotional expression, using life review, music-based reminiscence. Close to everyone has some kind of connection with music, and songs can help provide a foundation for someone to express themselves when speaking may otherwise be difficult, whether because of a physical disability or like because emotionally it's just hard to talk about things. And so music can make that easier.
You know, and that's just really, really interesting. So the areas music therapy helps with are just so expansive and just so diverse. What are some of the actual ways that you interact with patients?
Mm-hmm. Some of the areas I interact with patients, specific interventions that I use, it are lyric analysis. This is a process of using lyrics from an actual song to analyze, relate something in someone's life, or explore an experience that they're going through lyrics. So an example of that would be like lyrics from Bridge Over Troubled Water, kind of the idea of like a bridge over troubled water, talking about something stable in someone's life to help them through otherwise difficult things.
Okay. All right. And so I know that, you know, after the break, we're going to talk about, you know, songwriting and some of the other things that we're wanting to cover today. And I noticed that you brought your guitar. So are you going to play a little something for
yes,
us here?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. All right. That sounds fantastic. If you want to reach out to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care to just inquire about the services, find out how you qualify for the services. A huge mistake that unfortunately so many people make is they call hospice very, very late in that death and dying process. And a lot of people just wait till the last minute. And let me say this, that's a big mistake. You could have hospice coverage for months and months and months, and it's for the patient and for the entire family. So reach out again to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, 816-363-2600, or visit online at kchospice.org. We're going to have some really interesting music. We're actually going to play a little music today after the break. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Every patient has 3 music therapy sessions. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Every patient has 3 music therapy sessions. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Jesse, why is that statement false?
The statement is false because the amount that a patient is seen for music therapy is different for everyone. It's a conversation between the music therapist and anyone else on the patient's care team, including family and caregivers. Basically, just how frequent music therapy sessions would be beneficial and dependent on how long they're on service and everything like that.
All right. All right. Very, very good information today. We're visiting with David Wiley and Jesse Heilman from Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And again, reach out to the great folks at Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care at 816-363-2600 or online at kchospice.org. All right. So, Jesse, before the break, you had talked about some of the areas that would include lyric analysis, and you gave the example of Bridged Over Troubled Water. And I mentioned that you have your guitar, so I think you're wanting to maybe demonstrate some stuff, which, by the way, I love this. This is really, really cool. So.
Yes, we have to have music in the music therapy show. The next intervention that we use in music therapy is songwriting, and this can look very different dependent on the person that we're working with. Some songwriting can be very, very simple, and some is a little bit more complex, and some can be very complex, which is like the example I'm going to share with you. This was a song written between myself and a patient during his time on hospice, and it was completely from scratch. So we wrote the music, the lyrics together to help him more easily express some of the regret in his life and things that he was feeling while at the end of life. And it's called Music in My Heart. Yonder I hear a mockingbird. Yonder I hear a mockingbird. Just sings all day, don't say a word. He's got music in his heart. I've got music in my heart. I've got music in my heart. I've got music in my heart. Sing a song. Gonna sing, sing, sing all day long. Everywhere I go, each and every soul takes on a special glow when there's music in my heart. Each and every day and on to the night, just a song will set me right when there's music in my heart. I got music in my heart. I got music in my heart. I've got music in my heart. Sing a song. Gonna sing, sing, sing all day long. And if I'm sad and lonely, no one to hold me tight. Like a diamond shining bright, there is music in the heart. I've got music in my heart, I've got music in my heart. I've got music in my heart, sing a song. Gonna sing, sing, sing all day long.
All right, all right. Excellent, excellent. I appreciate that. And I love that you said you wrote it with the patient and he was dealing with some regrets. Mm-hmm. And you helped him release those regrets. That you can't even put a price on something that's that profoundly meaningful. So, all right. So I'm a drummer. Our producer, Sean Floyd, is a drummer. Sean, were you tapping out a little beat? Were you doing a beat over there?
Yes, like, I was. I was actually tapping my foot.
I was like, right? I was doing a little
shuffle.
Should
have had some drum addition.
I know. We need to bring in the drums next time.
I do a remix.
All right. All right. Well, that was excellent. And I think you had another example that you wanted to share.
Yeah, this is just more of kind of a technique we use in music therapy when someone is needing just some moments of relaxation. If they're having a lot of distressful breathing from anxiety or trying to manage pain. And this is called kind of using the ISA principle, which is the idea of meeting someone where they are, if they're having very anxious, shallow breathing or in a lot of pain, and then starting there and then changing, manipulating music over time to kind of invoke the response that might be beneficial for them. Because the body's response to music can help someone get to a more calm state.
Okay.
So it's just kind of what that might sound like.
Okay.
I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul. I've got love like the ocean, I've got love like the ocean, I've got love like the ocean in my soul. I've got love like the ocean, I've got love like the ocean, I've got love like the ocean in my soul. And on and on.
So there's a kindness in your voice.
Thank you.
And there's a caring in your voice. How do your patients respond to you?
Differently all the time.
I can see them really connecting and just,
yeah.
And like you mentioned, the one patient, they just kind of separated from some of the things that they were feeling. And it was a good thing. It was a nice departure.
Yeah. Things really vary from like someone engaging right in music with me or just, yes, listening to my voice and using that as kind of music as the medium to, you know, bring them to a place that's more peaceful.
You know, the philosophy of hospice emphasizes living each day to its fullest. And, you know, this can look different for each person. And if we can help a patient get there by involving music or another expressive therapy, you can see why we're so thrilled to offer this, Steve. And obviously, Jesse is an expert in her field. And I agree. You can understand the connection that she makes with her patients. And our goal is always to meet the patient or their family where they are physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And we offer them support that meets their needs and goals for what they want their experience to be. So,
all right. And I know it depends on the person and the plan of care. Do you provide music therapy for a large percentage of Kansas City Hospice and palliative care patients?
Yes, that might be a David question. I work with all of our patient care teams, so I work based on referral. So not everyone receives music therapy, but get referrals from other team members, usually social workers and nurses, kind of based on some of the goals and areas where they think, you know, music therapy might be beneficial here.
Yeah.
And so there's, you know, multiple people on every team that I see.
Okay. And I would just say, Steve, I just add that we could do it a lot more. And it's just a great need. And we're just fortunate to have Jesse on our team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And can you, I have some other things I would love to talk with. Can you stay over for the third segment today with us?
Yes, that'd be great.
Yeah.
All right, excellent. So again, reach out to Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, 816-363-2600. You can also go online, kchospice.org. If this is resonating with you, reach out today and talk with the great folks at KC Hospice and Palliative Care. And I think that could be one of the most important phone calls that you make and one of the most important actions that you take today. And so with that, don't go away. We have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so today we are visiting with David Wiley and Jesse Heilman, both with Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care, and we had some singing, some guitar playing, some demonstration. I just loved that, and it was just so interesting to hear your examples and some of the specific ways you've worked with patients, Jesse, and what are some of the clinical benefits patients realize if they engage with you?
It is amazing, Steve, and it really is different for everyone. Some of the most common benefits our patients experience from music therapy include opportunities to engage, to participate in something meaningful, opportunities for life review, improved quality of life is really the overarching theme of all of it. Spiritual comfort is another one. Opportunities for making choices. This can be as simple as choosing a song or an instrument during a session, or more complex, as we did in the songwriting. Isn't choosing what they want or need to express through a more helpful medium. Maintaining or regaining a feeling of purpose and identity. I see this especially when working with patients who have really rich musical backgrounds or formerly active in music in some way. Through music therapy, we can find creative ways to kind of help someone continue engaging in music in a genuine way that doesn't feel demeaning. And legacy building, which is one of my favorite parts of music therapy, creating legacy projects or helping a patient create a musical product, again, to kind of address feeling a sense of purpose. I've had patients who have recorded songs or made whole songbooks for their families and passed on songbooks or done otherwise like big projects to kind of build a legacy.
I get excited every time that I hear Jesse or another one of our expressive therapists talk about this. Jesse, let's talk about why. Why do families engage with you?
You know, music therapy it's meaningful to so many families at end of life. And because of training that music therapists go through and how we use music differently, it's really special and meaningful for people. And people respond to it because we can modify music clinically in the moment and adjust and adapt based on the way someone is responding to it. And music is meaningful. Like I said earlier, most people have some type of connection to music. And so during such a often difficult time, it can be something that really brings people together or something that brings someone out in a way that they're not used to seeing.
And I'll add this, that music, much like food, okay, it's different. They're both artistic, but music is a universal language. And you don't have to be a singer to sing along, and you don't have to play an instrument to tap along with the beat and that kind of thing. So it really is meaningful.
You know, you're right. I mean, it's meaningful. It's effective for so many people. And, you know, we're so lucky to have this opportunity to offer it. You know, it's thanks in part to our donor support that we can provide supplemental quality of life programs for families. In fact, we're having our biggest fundraising event this year coming up on Sunday, October 1st, which is Sunday Night Live. And it kicks off at 4 p.m. this year. We invite you to come out and show your support for the program and others like it. And you can find out more about this on our website, of course. Our supporters help us raise funds so that we can continue to offer music therapy and all the programs that we are able to afford at Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care.
All right. And I know that event, David, it's just a wonderful time. And thank you for extending that invitation to our listeners. And if they want to log on and maybe check out some tickets, I know usually there are some raffles for some auction items and that sort of thing. kchospice.org/SNL for Sunday Night Live. kchospice.org/SNL. And Jesse, you've shared a lot of incredible information today about music therapy for hospice patients. And what's the best way for our listeners to learn more about any of these services at Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care?
Our website is a terrific resource for people to learn about music therapy or contact our organization to connect with me. That is kchospice.org. It also has tons of information there for people who want to learn more generally about their options for hospice and palliative care. Our main phone number is also always available for anyone who is less comfortable with the computer. That number is 816-363-2600. And for general information about music therapy, you can visit the American Music Therapy Association, which website is musictherapy.org.
Okay. All right. That is excellent. And again, I want to thank you, David and Jesse, for being here today. I'm a musician. I play drums. I sing. Sean is a drummer. Sean, do you sing?
Oh, no.
Oh. Would that be a bad thing?
Yes, it would.
But so we all get it. We all get it. And so many times when I work with some of my clients at Senior Care Consulting, they say, mother's played the piano for 60 years, and it's part of her DNA. It would be great if she could move to a place that has a piano that she could play. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's not a nice to have. That's a got to have. So, and even if you, like I mentioned earlier, even if you don't play or if you don't sing, music truly is a universal language. So I just think this was just such an important topic. And I loved your demonstration. I can see why you connect with your patients.
Thank you.
All right. David and Jesse, thanks so much for being here today. I appreciate both of you very, very much.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be here today.
Thank you. So great to be here.
All right. So we're going to shift gears here a little bit and visit with my friend and special guest in studio, Patty Garrett. She is the director of RNS Private Duty Care. And Patty, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
I cannot tell you how good it is to be back in the studio with you.
In the studio. It's been a while. It's been too long, so we need to fix that. And as you know, we just recently celebrated the 10th anniversary of Senior Care Live, and you were my very first guest on my very first show.
I was the first guest on the first show, and I was the guest on your 5-year anniversary.
Oh, I dropped the ball.
You did.
Sean, she's gonna get me in trouble here. So
That's what my wife does.
Yeah.
I will keep you on track.
All right. So we're gonna learn about RNS Private Duty Care, but you're gonna want to write this phone number down. They are an excellent private duty care company or provider. It's 913-203-7731. You can also visit online at kcprivatedutycare.com. And Patty, tell us a little bit about RNS Private Duty Care and the services you offer.
Well, I am so fortunate to be the director of this company. Number one, the owner is Mike Bisher, and we think alike. And that goes a long ways for creating a company that serves basically a concierge care company. Mm-hmm. We serve high-end clients.
Okay.
We are in homes that are a bit more than you and I.
Yeah. I think you might be able to fit my house into the bathroom of some of these places. Yeah.
But being a concierge company means that we take care of basically, I tell new clients when I go in and meet with them, along with one of our nurses, mm-hmm. I tell them that we are there to do three things. We are there to help that house, as in help manage the running of that home,
okay,
if that's what they're needing. We are there to help that client who is, say it's sweet little lady named Bertha who lives in that home.
Yeah.
We're there to help her with her life to improve it. But we are also there to help the family.
Okay.
So it's threefold. It isn't just, okay, what days and what hours do you need? What can we do? No, we are there to basically care for the entire picture.
See, and I love that because I know a lot of home care providers, you know, private duty care providers, they're there to serve the patient, which is, I mean, obviously, but that's the minimum. But they don't expand out and touch some of these other areas. They don't relieve the family of some of their obligations or duties that might be wearing them out. They don't consider that bigger picture.
They don't. And that is probably the number one thing that sets RNS apart. And I'm really appreciative that I have an owner that has that same philosophy and vision that I do. That was very important to me. So to have that, walking into a home and you have daughters and sons sitting there saying, you're going to do what? Yeah, we're going to do those errands for you that you're doing for your mom. We're going to help out with that. So the next time you come to visit, you're coming to visit as your mom's daughter or son. And we've already taken care of that other stuff.
So they don't have to come and visit their parent as the caregiver.
Correct.
And so do you know how valuable that is? It's worth about $1 million. It's priceless.
It is priceless. It's priceless to watch their shoulders be up high when you first meet them with tension.
Right.
It's priceless when I see that moment when their whole body relaxes.
That is excellent. And Patty, let's talk a little bit more after the break. I'm going to throw out a little teaser here. We have a brand new program with Senior Care Live, and I'm going to introduce that new program, that recognition program, coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back with my special guest in studio, Patty Garrett. She's the director of RNS Private Duty Care. And again, you may need some help immediately. You may need some help 6 months from now. Take this number down and hang on to it. You're going to want to reach out to Patty and the great team at RNS Private Duty Care. That's 913-203-7731 or online at kcprivatedutycare.com. And Patty, give us a couple of examples of how you're able to help someone in their home. And the services offered by RNS Private Duty Care are designed to help someone remain independent in their own home and not have to move to one of the care communities. So give us an example of how you're able to help someone at home.
Absolutely. The goal entirely is for them to be able to age in place and stay at home. They've worked their lives to save their finances to where they can afford to do that.
Yeah.
So one example would be a husband and wife that we have helped out. The husband is a little bit more independent than the wife, and he's wearing himself out. And they're very proud that they want to take care of their spouse. They took vows that I'm going to be the one to take care of her. So we have been able to come in, take the pressure off of him, but yet have him still be with his wife in the home as a married couple.
So, again, you have relieved him of the majority, if not all, of the caregiving responsibility, and he can return to his original role as the loving husband.
Yes, he can. And he can also go out to golf for a few rounds and see his friends while the caregiver is working with his wife at home, who has some slight dementia, and they maybe are looking up favorite recipes and making something for dinner together.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is. There's no doubt about it. And so I threw out a teaser before the break. We have a brand new recognition program here on Senior Care Live. We are calling this the Senior Care Live Caregiver of the Month. And I would like to invite all of our care providers, all of our senior care communities in the region, in the area, just to go to SeniorCareLive.com and then go to Caregiver of the Month. And if you'd like to nominate a caregiver of the month. Every month, we'll be choosing a new caregiver of the month. And so with that, Patty, Why don't you introduce the very first ever Senior Care Live Caregiver of the Month?
I will. Is this where the drum roll comes in?
Yeah.
There you go. Kansas City, I would like to introduce to you, Kansas City and beyond, the best caregiver that any employer director could ever hope to have. Her name is Lisa Williams. And Lisa, you and I have worked together for a long time.
Yes, we have.
Yes, not just
partners in crime, so to speak.
That's right. That's right. Lisa is one of the rare people that comes along that it is in her heart.
Yeah.
She is driven to make life better for whoever she's providing care for. And when Lisa walks in the door, she just has eyes. She has eyes that see and encompass everything that's in front of her.
That's really going above and beyond. So, Lisa, first of all, congratulations on being the very first Senior Care Live Caregiver of the Month.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited.
You're blushing a little bit.
I don't get that opportunity very often.
Yeah. So what do you do with RNS Private Duty Care?
I come in and it's real important for me, quality of life. And it really feeds me to come in and take care of a couple or an individual and love on the whole family. The Lord gave me a servant's heart, and I love to serve people. And so I come in and I love cooking. I run their errands as far as getting library books and taking them to Walmart. I always have safety in mind. So when I come in, I'm always looking, moving things. If somebody walks with a cane or a walker and I don't like how the navigation is going, try to stay right by them.
Sure.
I also like to have my clients be very independent and do what they can do and feel good about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm there as a support partner and to help them navigate through their day. I love cooking. I always try and encourage activities. I have one lady that we are learning to crochet together, first for both of us. Some of the gals that are more mobile that are at home a lot and don't like to follow exercise programs or PT programs, I love to go out on field trips.
And I
take them to local museums, places I've already scouted out that I know is wheelchair accessible and that we're going to have a really good time. I really, really like to be a part of the doctor's visits. It's very important to me to advocate for the people I'm allowed to serve and love on. And another pair of ears in a doctor's office is always a good thing.
And so what is the very favorite part of your job?
Oh, my. Well, loving on my clients.
Yep.
I just have a huge, huge heart for people. And seniors are one of my favorites. But I must point out all of our clients are not necessarily senior citizens.
Okay.
I have come in and helped like post-surgery because there's things that you can't navigate on your own. And you don't want to recoup in a rehab facility, let's say.
Yeah.
You want to be in the comfort of your own home and have your friends to come through and be ushered through and not have to sign in at a front desk.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That sounds great. That sounds fantastic. And Lisa, again, congratulations for being the very first Senior Care Live Caregiver of the Month. It sounds like you're doing a fantastic job.
I absolutely was born to do this. I have a passion for seniors. Absolutely.
All right. All right. Excellent. And Patty, obviously, there's a staffing shortage in most companies today. Do you have enough staff or are you looking for some more excellent caregivers to join your team?
No, not enough staff. Absolutely, yes. Looking for caregivers to join our team.
Okay. In 30 seconds, who are you looking for? What? Give us a description of a person.
I am looking for a Lisa quality, a Lisa heart, a Lisa vision. I am looking for someone who can offer suggestions. Because think about it, the caregiver is with them more hours than anybody.
Yeah, you have to be an independent thinker.
You do. You have to be, and not always take instruction from somebody else. You have to be able to, like I said before, see the big picture and offer the nurse, because all of our clients have oversight by a nurse, offer them suggestions of little details. The little details matter.
And when you're out in someone's home, you're on an island, and you do have to think for yourself and be really sharp with that. So if you're looking for a great place to work, reach out to Patty Garrett and the wonderful folks at RNS Private Duty Care, 913-203-7731, or online at kcprivatedutycare.com. And Patty and Lisa, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate both of you.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you.
All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.